producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
I'm not Doug Steffen. I'm Jennifer Horn. That handsome guy right over there to my left, that's Ken Kessler. And Dougie, hello. Somewhere out, I don't know what he's doing. You know, sometimes he's eating blueberries. I don't know. Never know where this guy is.
What?
Oh!
There he is.
Look who's back.
Don't ask too many questions. All right.
Yeah.
Did you
just say you were eating blueberries?
Daniel Holtzclaw?
No, I was just setting the scene, laying
really?
Down the foundation. Yes.
Well, the Kara, who is in the control room in our studio in Washington, said it best. Go ahead, Kara. You saw a picture of this 29-year-old. This is by the way, if you don't know the name, Daniel Holtzclaw is the Oklahoma City police officer who apparently preyed on poor black women. He stopped them for traffic violations. He raped them. And then he would... do whatever. I mean, I stop right there. When I look at the picture of him crying in the courtroom yesterday, what did you say you wanted to do, Kara?
I would like to punch him in the face.
Yeah, you don't get to cry anymore. Crying time, it's over.
He raped these women.
He would like profile. I mean, he knew who he was.
People who had criminal histories,
he knew
drug records, prostitution. And if they ever came forward because they were unsympathetic, they wouldn't win. But, my belief in karma, what you give, you get. And he got what he deserved. Yesterday, jury found him guilty. 18 counts.
Man.
Against him. It was his 29th birthday yesterday, you creep. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
263 years in the slammer. Adios, muchacho. You get what you deserve.
How do you even, I mean, gosh, okay, he's a horrible dude. Don't get me wrong, but how does one's brain compute 263 years in prison?
Well,
you know.
I think it makes much difference.
Well, they do that to make sure that if there were any problems, any appeals or anything, and something gets thrown out.
He was on duty for every single one of these events. On duty. And so I'm not even going to say what I normally say when we find stories of crooked cops and creeps who put on uniforms to take advantage of people. They just are people like this. Back to the power and control mode. They're all not like that by any stretch of the imagination. But I'm tired of having to apologize for what I say, and I'm not going to anymore. I don't care. McFadden can say what he wants to. Oh, you're always criticizing the police. This kind of stuff needs scrutiny, and it needs criticism, just as what goes on in Chicago needs criticism, or what went on in Ferguson needs some kind of scrutiny. By the way, on the good side of things, there's a very sweet story out of Ferguson, Kenny, that I think was kind of nice. The Secret Santa. And what the Secret Santa is doing, you may start the conversation and I'll continue it, but I'll give the floor to you for a minute, because this is just kind of, with all the negative focus on Ferguson, Missouri this year, this is kind of a neat story.
Well, for quite a long time now, there has been a rich benefactor in St. Louis who liked to go and give away money at Christmas time anonymously to people that he came across who thought he needed it.
Yeah.
He passed away a year or two ago, but one of his friends thought that this was so important that he picked it up, and he's been doing it. And he's been enlisting a lot of police help as his elves and he's gone out to Ferguson, mm-hmm. and he has been going to thrift stores and yep. to different places and surprising people who thought they were going to be in trouble when they see the police,
mm-hmm.
and instead he's made their Christmas.
Random acts of kindness.
Very nice.
Yeah.
A bridge between all people, which is what we need in this country. It really is. And this is the time of year to start it, but we need to keep it going all year long. The donor and a dozen of the police in town, I guess there are people also from the Highway Patrol and the FBI, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, visiting these thrift stores and schools as well. The situation is such that we tend to look at the stories, you know, when you think about all of the police shootings and the police being under such scrutiny, a couple of more examples. This week in Louisiana, a couple of police officers indicted on murder charges, accused of killing a six-year-old boy when they unloaded 18 rounds into his father's car after a pursuit. Out in California yesterday, protesters want the San Francisco police chief's head on a platter after three cell phone videos show a sea of officers gunning down a man with a knife. Four people killed when a medical chopper carrying a patient crashed in California. Let's see here. Honduran soccer player Arnold Peralta, is that how you pronounce his name? Shot at a shopping mall while on vacation. Nobody knows why. I don't know. You just see all of this stuff and it just goes on. It is. It's one of those. What?
I think it goes back to our conversation earlier today, which is about power. I mean, not all of these police officers are bad. In fact, it's a little minority of them that are. But, you get into these situations where...
No excuse for having bad ones, though, anyway.
You think you're on the other side of the law and that you get to dictate what goes, and that's when the problem starts.
Yeah. Well, this guy, this Holtzman or whatever, Holtzclaw, gets what he deserves. I'm not going to overdo it. How do you get into a position where you think you have that much power and control, that you're that oblivious, you don't think somebody's going to get, you're going to get caught, no matter who you're doing this sort of thing. This is the era when nobody gets a free pass. There's video, there's audio. People are watching what police officers do. Will that make them better? I hope so, one way or another, so there won't be any of these sorts of things. Even though, as you say, human nature is human nature. Let me help you do something that will make your day much better, much brighter. The Super Beets phenomenon. The circulation superfood. I just had, that's where I was, as a matter of fact, the passing of time. I decided I'd better get my energy level up because I hadn't had my Neo 40 capsule yet. So I did what a lot of other people are doing that are thinking this through, thinking about your heart health. That's what the whole premise behind what Neogenesis Labs is doing. Their Neo 40 capsules, which are just crystallized super beets, the powdered form that's crystallized. So you put it in your mouth, melts right away, absorbs into your system right away, integrating your mind and your body together into a good start, positive start for the day. And then during the course of the day, you can take some of the friendly Super Beets crystals, teaspoon of them, put them in a glass of water, drink them, and get this great opportunity to have your blood circulating everywhere. That's why you feel so good when you take it, because the blood is getting to your brains, to your muscles, to all of the internal organs. If you have stiff arteries, and you may not know that you have them, this is a way to overcome that problem, because nitric oxide is the master regulator of your cardiovascular system. It tells your blood vessels to relax, and therefore they open up, and circulation is improved on your entire body. That's what this is all about. And beets are the best source in nature of antioxidants and the dietary nitrates that you need to get the blood going. It's really a very simple premise and kind of a cool thing that was discovered this way. So if you want to promote improved energy, you want to promote extended exercise, endurance, get your muscles working better, you want healthy blood pressure, That's what you get with Superbeets. The whole deal is nothing but improvement of your vascular health. And that's why so many professional and Olympic athletes are using Superbeets. You should sign up for it, too. Here's how you do it. Call 800-655-4183. 800-655-4183. The current deal, which I think is probably the best one they've had so far. We've been talking about these products now for well over a year. You'll get a 2-box set of Neo 40 capsules. A free 30-day supply comes with your first order, backed by a money-back guarantee. Receive the free book, Beat the Odds, free shipping with your entire order. And you'll also get one of those saliva testing strips, so you can find out how much NO, nitric oxide, there is in your system, and get it up if you need to. Without Superbeets, I wouldn't be who I am today. And I say that because I think it's really helped me a whole lot to keep my body and my mind going. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Simple way. Try it for yourself. Again, the special order, DougLikesBeets.com, or give them a call at 800-655-4183. But don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get Superbeets for somebody you love for Christmas. It's a great, you should be health conscious at Christmas time, especially at Christmas time, and pass the good word around, or pass the product around, and people will be appreciative. 800-655-4183.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and 2 implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for 40. And we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, one more thing. We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line so you can switch to the Sprint LTE Plus network today. Visit a Sprint store at Sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid port in. Plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans or offer line 1716-72188. Exclusions and restrictions apply. Contract validity. Reward card requires online registration.
Right now at Kohl's 3-day gift sale, take an extra 20% off with your savings pass. Use it on top of great gift sale prices in-store and online, like 60 to 70% off fine jewelry. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent this Thursday through Saturday at Kohl's 3-day gift sale. Kohl's, flex style, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes 2 apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as one, two, three, not three times.
Three
means the living room.
Three. Ho, ho, ho. All right, let's get out of our contest, the My Three Songs Christmas contest, or My Three Christmas Songs. Whatever you would like to say. It's not important what you say unless you're calling us at 888-302-3684. And in your conversation with us, you're going to tell us what ties these three songs together so that you can win a Manheim Steamroller gift pack, copy of their new Manheim Steamroller CD, which is their Live 3040 concert, and then a canister of their great cinnamon hot chocolate mix. All right, here we go. First song is Bing Crosby and...
We wish you the merriest, the merriest, the merriest, yes, the merriest.
All Christmas song, Cooper.
We wish you the merriest, the merriest, the merriest. You cheer.
We wish you the merriest, of Bing Crosby duet, 1964, from Bing's fifth Christmas album. His partner on this track and on the album released 3 Christmas albums of his own, as a matter of fact. So, who is this other voice?
Happiness and friendliness for all. May your heart be
sounds familiar.
Yes.
Happiness and cheerfulness for all.
Right, there's something about hearing this sort of music that puts me in a really good place. Wonderful place. All right, so anyway, the first one is We Wish You the Merriest by Bing Crosby, and next tune, Santa Claus Coming to Town by Cyndi Lauper, and...
You better not cry.
Somebody else.
Somebody else.
This is one of my favorites. I love it.
This is great, great stuff.
Cyndi and this other person. Really good.
Yeah.
He's making a list, checking it twice, to find out who's naughty and nice.
Santa Claus is coming. As Cyndi Lauper and this duet came from the second Very Special Christmas charity collection released in 1992. She had her own Christmas album in 1998 and has come out with a couple of Christmas singles since then. In fact, today she's releasing, Kenny, a cover of Dolly Parton's Hard Candy Christmas.
Yes, she is.
Nothing wrong with that. All right, so let's see here. We have one more in our series of three songs. What do these songs have in common? 888-302-3684. Last one is the Christmas song by Nat King Cole and...
That's roasting on an open fire. Doo-doo-doo. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols
being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows.
So, this was one of the first examples, I think, Kenny, of a duet done for the recording with somebody who had passed away. Remember how Nat King Cole and his daughter had done this?
Yeah.
So then, because Nat King Cole died in 1965, this was used as a bonus track on a collection released in honor of other performers in honor of his 80th birthday, which was 1995. So, we got the two of them together. Who is performer number two, if you please? 888-302-3684. Let's see where we want to travel to. I think we haven't been to Kingman, Arizona for a while. Sean is in Kingman. Hi, Sean. Welcome in.
Hi, Doug.
How are you doing today?
Oh, not too bad. Yourself?
Are you close to Andy Devine Boulevard?
I am on Andy Devine Boulevard.
Are you? Thanks for being psychic. Aha! I got you right down to... My beacon is focused on
you. We're watching you.
Yes, we are. Oh. All right, so Sean, what are these three Christmas songs have in common?
They all have Frank Sinatra singing on the track.
They do, and it's beautiful stuff. It's great, great stuff. So let us wish you a Merry Christmas with the Mannheim Steamroller Gift Pack. Appreciate your being here. Hope you have a wonderful Christmas. Don't drive too fast. The cops are all looking for the people on Andy Devine. 28 after.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, licking, licking, licking. Some people like it, other people are annoyed by it. Personally, I kind of enjoy it. All of us who are owned by dogs have been licked by our four-footed friends at one time or another. This can be a sign of affection, a special greeting, or actually an expression of pleasure or an intention-getting device. On the other hand, your dog may be licking you simply to taste the salt on your skin or the remnants of food you've eaten during the day, so don't necessarily flatter yourself. On a serious note, if your dog develops an obsession with licking a specific spot on his body, it's often a way of telling you that something's wrong. Perhaps there's pain in that area. Be sure you have your veterinarian check it out. If your dog checks out okay but continues licking, it can create a big problem, so your dog needs more mental stimulation, which, by the way, the biggest reason for excessive licking is stress. Just like when people scratch their head or crack their knuckles, when a dog is stressed out, what they'll do is they'll start licking excessively. It takes them back to early puppyhood. So work on it, avoid it, you'll be fine. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This report is brought to you by Extended Stay America. The most wonderful time of the year can become stressful as many travel for the holidays. Busy in the frenzy of the season, coordinating a trip and finding time to enjoy festivities can be hard. Chris Kringle, Maestro of Merriment.
Ho, ho, ho! With decades of successful travel, I've acquired terrific tips that can help travelers achieve a jolly holiday. My first, finding ways to enjoy the creature comforts of home no matter where the season takes you.
Extended stay-style hotels offer a practical place to stay for travelers looking for home-like conveniences and value during the holidays. This season, Extended Stay America Hotel seeks to ease travel woes through quality service and guest attention at each of the brand's 629 hotels across country. Travelers can anticipate affordable nightly rates, spacious guest rooms, and upgraded amenities, including fully equipped kitchens to prepare holiday favorites. Enjoy a stress-free holiday season with your loved ones and feel at home wherever you go.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If this good day, it is a year from me. The world is turning in its place, cause you made it.
I do like
this.
This is what we call a rejoin in the business. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. On this good day, Friday, the 11th of December, we recognize the fact that 2 weeks from today will be Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Just last week you said it was 3 weeks.
Yeah, I get your story straight.
Next week it'll be 1 week, Jen.
Come on now.
Yes, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, McFadden's around someplace. Kara's being a big help. So let's see how we can help you make your day better. Every once in a while, there's something that happens that either makes us smile. Some people smile and some people frown when they get information that I am about to lay on you. All right?
Mm-hmm.
This is a story that originates in Portland, Oregon, where Oregon lottery winners are concerned about what happened. Well, at first, you know, there's this, once in a while, you'll hear from lottery officials, well, nobody collected the prize. If there's a winner even, you know, sometimes the right number isn't drawn, so you don't get a winner. Sometimes the right number is drawn, and the people don't come forth. Such was the case with a Megabucks winner who was entitled to $6.4 million, but didn't show up. So, what's the problem? Was the question. The answer is, he lives in Iraq. The man cashed in at lottery headquarters in Salem, Oregon, his lottery winnings. He's taking his millions in 25 annual installments of $256,000 a year. The lottery generally prohibits winners from remaining anonymous. Officials have honored the man's request to keep his identity secret. Duh. When people hear, what? An Iraqi won the lottery?
No, please.
What in the world is this country coming to? Anyway, the lottery people said that this fellow made it clear the amount of money he had won here would certainly put him and his family in harm's way, you think? Which is kind of too bad. He bought the ticket for the drawing in August through an online lottery agent based in Iraq. Who in the heck knew that you could buy lottery tickets in Iraq? Did you know that, Jennifer?
I had no idea.
Kenny, did you know it?
No.
The winning numbers were 15, 27, 32, 39, 44, and 45. And so the fellow from the lottery commission asked this fellow how he chose the numbers, and he said, quote, "The man's English isn't very good," and I didn't get a clear-cut answer. He covered his eyes with his arm and then poked at numbers in the air.
That's what I do, too. They're always wrong.
I know. I bought four of them this week, too. Nothing.
Do you pick your own or do you quick pick?
Well, I have done it both ways.
Me, too.
Depends on whether I'm in a hurry or not. And I don't know why I, you know, you just have to sort of trust in the universe. So that's what I do when I go through this exercise.
It's like, okay, so, you know, you pick your own numbers, but you know that the system is set up to win every once in a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so
yeah,
then maybe it's smarter to actually go with the quick picks. It's sort of like playing a slot machine that you don't understand, like those video slots.
Although you
like,
hear stories, Jennifer, all the time of people who play the same number over and over and over and over and over again. Finally, they win something.
I know, I know. And I think there's better odds if you pick your own number.
Your nightmare.
My nightmare would be to know to play the same numbers over and over and then miss
forget a
playing
week.
One. And that's,
and that's
week
the winner.
It comes up.
Loser.
It would be like this.
Wah, wah, wah. So anyway, for those that, to recap here, if you haven't, you didn't hear this from the beginning, you were picking it. This is a $6.4 million megabucks jackpot that a fellow in Iraq won. He bought a ticket for the lottery in Iraq, but he had to come to America to collect the money. They won't, you know, they won't give him. You got to show up at the office to get the check. But because he is an Iraqi, and if people in Iraq know he has this kind of dough, but I'm not sure whether I actually saw a picture of this fellow or a likeness. If his picture shows up, that's not going to do anybody. I mean, if, even if he's trying to keep his name out of the papers, if his picture, how are you protecting yourself if you allow your picture? Huh? Doesn't seem too smart, does it? I think I'm looking at a picture of him holding up the check. Anyway. So, there's hope for all of us, folks. Is there an Iraqi lottery? Let's turn the tables here.
Yeah, it's called waking up in the morning. Woo!
I made it to another day. No bombs around.
Sorry, is that ignorant? Are you going to call me ignorant? Come on, go ahead. Just
call me irresponsible.
There actually is.
Hey, who are you?
An Iraqi lottery?
Yeah, I have 10,000 Iraqi dinar.
Yeah.
In my I'm not going to tell you where it is. My super secret hiding place.
Oh, okay.
And I'm waiting for the dinar to shoot up in value.
Really?
As I was promised it would 10 years ago when I bought them on eBay for $100.
Good for you, Richie.
And
well,
someday I'll be a millionaire because I'll have these Iraqi dinar.
I remember when you did that.
Yep.
If you have stock in Smith and Wesson, you probably have done very well since the San Bernardino shoot 'em up. The stock was at $12. It's now at $21 in just a month.
The store, like just a few blocks away from where this is, has been doing gangbusters in business.
Wow, they're selling a lot of guns.
Great, yeah. Again, we talk about people maybe doing reactions from fear, and I think the fear here is not necessarily of a terrorist attack. I think the fear is that the government's going to try to take away your guns.
Or guns. So get another one.
That's right. Stockpile.
So they can take away two.
I think I'm going to go do it.
Rich and I did a... We had such a naughty time in Vegas a few years ago.
Ooh.
And we got into a cab together. And
I always talk
to the cab drivers. I don't know. I think it's interesting to hear where people are from and what they do. And this guy said his hobby was collecting ammunition and canned food.
Yeah, that's right. I remember
that.
That's
his hobby?
It was his hobby. And I was like, oh, I looked at Rich. We need to get out of here.
Yep, he was waiting. He was waiting for the bunker to have to be...
He had a bunker. Remember, he had like a storage unit down from his house that he could run to and then under the guise of darkness.
Perfect. All right.
Kansas.
Keep moving here. Noah. N-O.
Awesome arc.
A-A. Oh. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the oceanic anomalies, otherwise known as abnormalities or anomalies... You could have your pick. Which one of those three do you want? Anomalies, abnormalities, or anomalies?
Anomalies, please.
Okay, you take anomalies for three?
I like abnormalities, actually.
El Nino.
Oh, boy.
A big, strong, mature El Nino.
I'm liking it so far for Washington, D.C.
Well above normal sea surface temperatures, but...
It's beautiful.
The subsurface temperatures are cold. And so that's why there's going to be an erratic winter. The El Nino effect will continue through the winter across North America. So what does that mean? National Weather Service says that El Nino is a contributor to the weather forecasts. And by the way, the winter forecast from NOAA will be released next Thursday. But I, being the important, certainly professorial person that I am, have gotten a hold of the advanced forecast. Would you like to know, or do you want to wait till Thursday? What do you want?
I think I want to know.
You want to know?
Yeah, all give right. it to me.
Rich, you want to know,
I mean,
Kenny?
All I know is it's going to be 70 on yep. Sunday.
Wait, if you're going to be a weather girl, can you put on a super tight sweater?
Okay.
And around?
Okay. You ever watch the weather on the Latin channels? I mean, having the Spanish channels.
You watch
channels?
Anything on the Latin channels? They're all kind of, you know.
It's the TNA weather forecast.
It is absolutely the TNA weather forecast.
If you're depressed at ISIS, look at my girls. Two reasons not to be sad anymore.
Absolutely.
Left and right.
All right. Anyway, that's the second time.
You shushed me. I hate being shushed.
Well, I mean, look what you're talking about here. Come on.
What, TNA?
Minivans.
Okay. The likelihood is that the southern tier of the United States of America will be below the norm for precipitation. And the, I'm turning this upside down. The likelihood of above medium precipitation across the southern tier, in other words, the southern part of the country is going to get more rain. The northern part is going to get less rain and or snow. Above average temperatures are favored in the west and in the east, but not in the Midwest, which I find interesting. The influence of the coastal waters on both sides of the country will be very strong. This could be the weather people say that this is going to be about the same as the 1997-1998 El Nino, the third strongest El Nino since 1950.
For us.
The one that we're referring to back in the winter of 97-98 sparked widespread storms and flooding in certain parts of the country. So if we're going to have more water down south, it will be sort of a repeat of what they had this summer in Texas and in Louisiana. You know, all the rain that they had, man, it was 10 days of rain. What, 24, 25 inches, if I remember correctly?
Yeah.
Oof.
Where was that?
That was in Texas, Louisiana. Why, are you making fun of my oof?
No, I'm just, you know... I'm thinking this is a little bit much ado about nothing.
It could
and
be.
I'll tell you why.
Why is that?
I'm hopeful in my optimistic mind that the El Nino is what it says it's going to be because we need rain where I live in Southern California. Right. But here's my fear. We in Los Angeles, they've been going through and cleaning out homeless people and stuff to make way for all this rain. It sprinkled last night.
Why? The homeless are getting in the way of the rain? What are they trying to clean up?
That's why I had the woman living on my patio, because the police had gone through and swept out, like, storm basins and dried out. Seriously.
Dried out a little bit of rain.
To the beach. I have one of those down the street from me, because I'm a block off of the PCH. So in order to get across the PCH to the beach, you got to go underneath the PCH. And there's this sort of a cavern walkway. And for a long, long time, it was horrible. I remember going under there at least once with Meredith when she was out there. And it was just gross. I mean, I would think about it, but I wouldn't pay attention. But bringing somebody in that I care about and having them exposed to the dirt and the smell and what the leaving, the city paid no attention to it. And then all of a sudden, they decided they're going to redo everything there. They put in new pipes. They put in new walkways. They brought the sand in around the. This is where the LA River dumps into the ocean, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've cleaned it all up.
Right.
So now there are no homeless anywhere to be found. We used to have a homeless guy that was down the street who would go around. He spent all day long with a broom sweeping the street. That's what he did.
Nice.
Yeah. Now, as they said, they drove him away. What's happened is they've driven him up into the canyon. So they're sleeping in people's front yards. They're sleeping
backyard.
Under the trees.
Jennifer's backyard.
Backyard, wherever it is. They're not down on the beach anymore. They're up in the neighborhood. Right. So I can wake up when I get up in the morning to do the radio programs, 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning when I'm in Los Angeles, and I sometimes go outside, especially when Charlotte was with me. I bring Charlotte out for a pee, and there'd be people standing in the front door. They saw a light on. They want to know if somebody was home. Mm-hmm. I'm not sorry. I don't want anything to do with that. Thanks very much. So I'm going to sell my house and get out of there. I just don't like it there anymore. It's too spooky. Creepy.
I'll never forget walking down that 3rd Street promenade in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
Can I have $20 for a cup of coffee at the Starbucks on the promenade?
I'm telling you, our homeless are actually more well off than most people.
Was that when we had our meeting out there? Is that when you did
uh-huh,
that?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Oh, man. All right, it's 46 past the hour. Time's getting away from me a little bit here. We need Jennifer to update us on the latest news from the world of television. That's next here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on a bold favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
All right, here we are. Time for a focus on Boob Watch. Used to be Bay Watch. Pamela Anderson got first recognized, if you'll pardon the pun, by being on Baywatch, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's very the name.
She married Tommy Lee. And,
right.
Yeah.
Minivan.
So she is, thank you.
Thank you.
She's featured in the last edition of Playboy. For those of you who are interested, mommy, who's Pamela Anderson and what's Playboy?
Well, what I think is the bigger story here is that that magazine is changing its focus a little bit.
Right. To
because
television
the magazine
shopping.
Still exists, but they're going to change the content of it to not feature any more, you know.
New.
Yeah.
Television shopping on the QVCs, the HSNs. Listen to this.
I have a dream about doing it. I watch those channels. I've never shopped on one, though.
Shopping this season has doubled in the TV world. Now, we think that it's online only. No. The TV shopping networks are having a bonanza year, up 7.5% from last year. And a lot of it's really pretty interesting how these people are doing a land office business. And
do you think
what
people are afraid to go to malls?
I don't know. I was in a mall yesterday. It wasn't very crowded at all. I didn't see a lot of traffic there, frankly. Richie, speaking of TV sales, are you going to buy another new TV? Every year at this time, you buy a new TV.
No, I'm good now. For a while. Yeah, I've got one that's probably got a few years left in it. So 2-3 years, I'll need another one.
Yesterday, the announcement for top Golden Globe winners, the nominations from the the Screen Actors, we got streaming on our mind. Let's see here. Empire seems to be doing very well in this department. And Mr. Robot. Let's see here. I don't know Mr. Robot. Kenny, what's the story of Mr. Robot? Do you know Jennifer? What's that?
You know what? I don't. No, I know it's popular. Haven't seen it.
It's a little complicated.
Really? I know I won't be watching
it.
You know
what's
more complicated?
What?
Because I thought this was Jennifer's TV report.
Well, she's not.
Whatever, Rich.
I was asked to do it, Richie, and I'm, I'm performing my best.
We have technical problems.
Yeah.
devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Pauline Frommer here from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommer's Travel Guide. She has been helping people travel for a long time. As a matter of fact, she's been traveling with her dad, Arthur, since she was 4 months old. Focus this week on the heels of a lot of the big takeovers, the consolidating the hotel industry, the lodging industry. What will that mean to you? We'll talk about that in just a moment here on Good Day.
Holiday season fills our calendars with year-end parties and family gatherings. Celebrity hairstylist Harry Josh says the holiday look is pretty, elegant, and simple.
A low ponytail is a great option for a party. Add a sparkly braid to spice it up or create a wave with a 1-inch curling iron. Finish with John Frieda Frizzy's Caraflex Flexible Hold Hairspray. Textured hair is fun and sexy for a night out. Wrap 1-inch square sections of hair around a curling iron and repeat around the whole head.
And for keeping hair in place,
anti-static dryer sheets work great on hair. For flyaway strands, spritz hairspray on a toothbrush and apply where needed.
And here's a tip for keeping color-treated hair looking fresh.
I love John Frieda's brand new Root Blur Color Blending Concealer for hiding unsightly grays and roots. The compact comes in 4 palettes from light blonde to dark brunette, and it lasts until your next shampoo. And at just $19.99, it's a great stocking stuffer.
The Root Blur Concealer is available now at Ulta.com. For more information, go to johnfrieda.com.
55 past the hour now on Good Day. Traveling, if you're a traveler as I am, I was looking around to try to figure out how to best get from South Florida to Los Angeles on Christmas Day yesterday, and came up with a couple of interesting ideas. It doesn't involve staying in a hotel. When I travel, I'm fortunate because most of the time I don't stay in hotels. But many of you, when you travel on vacation or for business, you are spending time in all these hotel chains. There's new hotels being built all over the place. Got to be a reason for it. But now that these takeovers, these big corporations, Marriott, Starwood, consolidating. Pauline Frommer is here from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommer's Travel Guide. What can people expect when it comes to service and price, that sort of thing, Pauline, because of all of these mergers?
Well, it's not great news. Just recently,
as you said, we saw the consolidation of Marriott and Starwood. It still has to be approved by the government, obviously. But that will affect their loyalty numbers in if you're a person who collects points and people are seeing that you have to turn in more points already at many hotels than you did just a year ago to get a free room.
Kind of like what the airlines have done, right? The three major airlines are doing all the kinds of crazy things to their loyalty programs.
Yeah, and one of the things that people haven't recognized has happened is Expedia bought, again, subject to approval by the government, the largest home rental company, HomeAway, which owns VRBO, which owns Rentalo, which owns a whole slew of other companies. And they, for the first time, are going to start charging fees for consumers. So nowadays, if you book a rental home, you just pay what the rental home is charging. Now you're going to have to pay 5 to 15% of that amount to HomeAway, to the middleman.
It's kind of like a buyer's premium that you pay at an auction. You buy it and you add 10% or 7% or whatever it is to the price. It's kind of almost like a hidden fee.
HomeAway says it's going to triple their revenues, but it's not great news for travelers. It means that there's going to be more fees.
All right, so let's say we want to get around that. Where are places to go if you don't want to stay in these companies that are going to add travelers' fees? Where do you look for people that aren't doing that?
Well, there's another major company called Booking.com. It does not yet, and I emphasize the word yet, it does not yet have fees for rentals or for hotel bookings. So Booking.com is a good option. Or it may be time to go back to the brick-and-mortar property management companies in the area you're traveling in. With these new fees, it could be that there might be price parity. It used to be that they were much more expensive than these multinational chains. They may end up being cheaper, and they're in a certain way, they're better. They're on the ground. They've vetted the properties. They've inspected them, and they're there should something go wrong.
What's that website again?
Might want to go back to the local rental agencies. They may end up having price parity with these multinational chains because of these fees that are being added. And they inspect the properties. They make sure they're clean. They're there if something goes wrong.
All right, so there's a local, we could look it up on and Google it. What's the local operator of something like that?
Vacation rentals. They're in every resort community.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.